Thank you and good afternoon. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies assisted wardens from the State Department of Fish and Wildlife as they served a search warrant at a residence in Manchester. The property was located in the 40,000 block of Mountain View Road, and they contacted 25-year-old Kenneth Elder. A search of the residence turned up 18 pounds of processed bud and over 90 marijuana plants, all of which were confiscated. Deputies also located over 200 empty canisters of butane, which were consistent with a butane hash lab operation. Elder was arrested and booked into county jail for manufacturing of a controlled substance, and he could face additional marijuana charges as well. Over 280 fire personnel remain on scene establishing containment lines near Mad River and Trinity County as the route complex of fires continue to burn in those areas. The route complex contains 7 wildfires that have burned over 12,000 acres of land, and little progress has been made in containing those fires. A public meeting was held this afternoon at the Hiapon Volunteer Fire Department to discuss what course of action to take with the abundance of fires, including the South Complex, which has burned over 12,000 acres of land as well. Staying near the Mad River, 7 wildfires near the Ruth Lake area have burned over 14,000 acres of land. Over 600 personnel have those series of fires, known as the Mad River Complex, at 8% containment. The closure of Highway 36 between Mad River and Forest Glen remains in effect. Meanwhile, in Trinity County, over 1,000 personnel continue to battle the Fork Complex, a series of 40 lightning-caused fires burning along the communities of Hayfork, Hiapon, and Harrison Gulch. Those fires have scorched over 11,000 acres of land and containment only stands at 7%. This afternoon, mandatory evacuations were issued in more areas along Hayfork, and more lightning is expected in the coming days. Just a little to the south, the river complex of fires continue to burn in the Trinity Village as well as Daly, Hoboken, and Denny. Close to 400 fire personnel are out on scene battling those fires, however little progress has been made in terms of containment. The U.S. Forest Service released an update today anticipating that the fires would be fully contained by October. In Delnorte County, 6 wildfires continue to burn in the Gaskee Ranger District as well. The Gaskee complex has burned over 900 acres of land and hand crews have had very little containment of the fires. Warm and dry weather is expected to continue in the area for the next several days, with thunderstorms expecting to return. Highway 199 and its corridor will continue to experience heavy traffic in those wildfire areas. Further to the south in Lake County, the Rocky Fire continues to grow, and more residents and structures are being destroyed in the process. The fire has grown to 68,000 acres, and an updated count shows that 39 residents and 52 outbuildings have been destroyed by the fire. 3,400 CAL FIRE personnel have remained on scene battling the Rocky Fire, and containment stands at 20%. CAL FIRE still estimates the fire should be contained by next Monday. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. This afternoon, the Arcata Police Department released the results from their shoulder tap and minor decoy operations that were conducted over the weekend. The operations involve minors, who are under the supervision of law enforcement, as they will ask adults over the age of 21 to purchase alcohol at retail stores. 4 individuals were cited during the operations for attempting to purchase alcohol for a minor, and the penalties include a minimum fine of $1,000 and community service. In more crime news, 26-year-old Jared Lafayette was booked into Humboldt County Jail Tuesday afternoon after a vehicle pursuit that involved both Arcata and Eureka police officers. Lafayette was seen driving a stolen vehicle on Samoa Boulevard and failed to acknowledge an attempted traffic stop by Arcata officers. The pursuit went all the way to Eureka, where Eureka officers took over the chase and detained Lafayette on Hill Road, and he was booked on multiple charges. In Mendocino County, 77-year-old Valerie Morales and 80-year-old Martin Morales were identified on Tuesday by deputies as the victim in the weekend murder-suicide incident in Albion. The wife was pronounced dead at the scene when deputies arrived at their residence, and Martin Morales was flown to an out-of-area hospital, where he would later die from his injuries. Deputies revealed that the injuries that the two sustained were gunshot wounds. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.